Good morning, everyone. First, let me say that I've been remiss in not communicating and sharing information with you in recent months. For that, I apologize. I will strive to do better. Let's begin. An 8K has been filed and has been uploaded to PCT's website, along with a stockholder letter. The letter contains PCT Ltd.'s internal, unaudited, and unreviewed 2022 and 2023 financial information. First, let me address the 21st Century Energy Solutions recent past and current business transactions. Since the fourth quarter of 2022, 21st Century Energy has purchased 13 units of fluid producing equipment from PCT Corporation. 7 units are located in Texas. 6 units are located in Oklahoma. 3 more units will arrive in Texas soon, bringing the total to 19 units with the ability to produce a combination of over 24,000 gallons of analyte and catholyte per day as needed. The main facility to produce those fluids to sell to oil companies is the one in Texas. The equipment in Oklahoma is ready and available as backup when needed. The soon-to-be 10 units in Texas can produce up to 13,000 gallons of a combination of catholyte and analyte per day. Expectations are such that approximately 10 more units will be needed in the Midwest by the end of the 2024 first quarter. Effective October 1st, Reese Perkins, a very experienced person in the oil and gas industry, was hired to facilitate the growth of 21st Century Energy Solutions and to manage the Texas facility, which houses the fluid-producing equipment. Fluid sales to oil companies for both analyte and catholyte are expected to begin this month. Plans to spin off the oil and gas division to shareholders are moving forward slowly. We will proceed once all financial statements have been audited and filed. Next, let me address PCT Corporation's recent past and current business transactions. PCT continues to sell equipment and parts to various customers. Naturally, PCT will keep its inventory at levels required to support 21st Century Energy as well as PCT's endeavors. PCT has entered the cannabis industry, and that fluid sales are expected to assist cannabis growers with disinfecting their grow rooms, as well as greatly improve the cultivation of their crops by eliminating various viruses which have decimated their plants. With the assistance of a cannabis marketing group, PCT recently sent over 150,000 emails to cannabis growers. Sales expectations are conservative as we walk through an unknown market, but one which drastically needs PCT's help. I'm personally working with a company in California that works with hundreds of cannabis growers as customers. Both fluid and equipment sales are on the table. I truly believe sales to this company customers will be forthcoming as they are in dire need to save their cannabis crops as they are being decimated by the hop-latent viroid virus. PCT is awaiting laboratory results as analyte is being tested against various cannabis pathogens at various parts per million levels. PCT has testimonials from cannabis growers which have successfully applied diluted analyte to their powdery mildewed plants. PCT's research and development. PCT is currently working with engineers to create and develop fluid-producing equipment suitable for hotels and correctional facilities. Lastly, let me address PCT Ltd. financial statements for the fiscal year ended 2022 and 2023 to date. As I stated earlier, the unaudited and unreviewed financial information has been recorded on a recent 8K and also posted on PCT's website. Items of interest affecting the 2023 financial statements are: Octus settlement agreement was done in April. The sale of the healthcare division was done in May. The reason for the sale was due to the division losing money as sales remain unsupported and stagnant, and PCT Corporation could no longer support the division's overhead. One of several results realized from the sale of the healthcare division proceeds was that major debt was eliminated. Since the sale of the healthcare division in early May, PCT Corporation and 21st Century Energy remain profitable and cash flow positive. I'll finish by saying that until the 2022 10K and subsequent 2023 10Qs are audited and filed, I will keep everyone apprised of major events with additional podcasts. We appreciate all our stockholders' support during this past year and several years prior. We want you to know that we are committed to making PCT Ltd. one of the top companies in our industry. We have and will continue to strive to increase stockholder value by seeking new opportunities while continuing to strengthen our company as we take PCT Ltd. to new heights during the remainder of 2023 and beyond. Thank you for your time and allowing me to share information with you. Best regards to all.